CliffCentral.com.
It is time for me to speak to Claude about the behind the scenes stuff that happens on a global basis. And I think the first and most important thing I have to ask you is, who are the people you are aiming these products like Travel IT at? Who are the people who you want in the crosshairs when you do this?
Yeah, Gareth, so our product that we've got is a product that certainly is needed by any business traveler and any company who wants to consolidate their travel program and manage it more efficiently, as Morne was talking about a little earlier in terms of what the product is about. And that speaks to any business who needs to manage their travel budget. So you know, I look after a business which is the American Express Global Business Travel Brand,
right,
GBT in short, and I represent that on behalf of Tourvest, who own the license in South Africa. So we operate under a license agreement. So we have the rights to operate the brand in the market in South Africa and also in Nigeria. So I also look after our interests in Nigeria, where we look after that travel business as well. And it's for any customer. Whether you are a local South African customer that is looking for a global foot or has a global footprint, so you might have business interests in other parts of the world, and you want to consolidate your travel spend, or we get asked by American Express Global Business Travel to look after their global customers. So they have a number of numerous global customers. I mean, they're the biggest travel management company in the world. And they will ask us to look after that customer in South Africa. So that global brand, Microsoft as an example, will have an operation in South Africa. And we get then tasked to look after that customer under the American Express Global Business Travel brand. So we've got a massive responsibility.
It's a very prestigious brand, this. And it's something which obviously makes it possible for you to reach all the most important business connections and to get them what they need.
Absolutely. I mean, that's key. And we have access to that global, let's call it that global market, that global customer. And we learn a lot from that global customer that we can use that information that we've learned and bring it into our local business, because we also represent some local brands, and we're able to upskill or learn from what's happening in the global space. So our relationship with American Express Global Business Travel, and I'm going to now refer to it as GBT from now on, because it's quite a mouthful.
Right.
GBT is very important for us. So we can use that skill and that knowledge to enhance and to make the rest of our business a better business.
So just tell me a little bit about GBT, because maybe people aren't as familiar as you are with them.
Yes.
And you've been working with them for some time now. Yeah. So how did they start off, and what do they represent in terms of world travel, the kinds of things that they pioneered, really, and the sorts of reasons that you would want to be partnered with them?
So GBT has evolved over the years. I mean, it's probably, if I'm not mistaken, it's about a 200-year business. American Express as a brand is a 200-year-old business. And it started off, I mean, as a postal service, if I remember. It was crazy. And that morphed into a kind of a travel business. And American Express as a brand today is probably better known for its card, American Express card, right? And that was its primary business, and today is probably still its primary core business is card services and financial services. But from that came a need for them to service the same customer in the travel space. So they created a travel brand, which when we got the brand, when Tourvest was formed in 1997 or 98, we got the license. It was actually run by Nedbank in South Africa, because Nedbank had the card,
American
they had
Express,
the travel services, and they had the foreign exchange. It then, we as Tourvest acquired the travel and foreign exchange services. Foreign exchange services no longer exist because it was a traveler's check, right?
I remember those days. I remember Thomas Cook traveler's check.
Well, Thomas Cook and yet American Express traveler's checks.
So
No longer a need for a traveler's check. Now it's just financial services, right?
You use your phone, your card, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But then, you know, from the travel perspective, they were known as American Express Travel Services, which is, I came on board in 2001 in the business and ran sales for American Express Travel Services. That's really where I started. And then really, my affinity to that brand, and I mean, I in our business, I became Mr. American Express in Tourvest, right? And that's what I've been doing since. And now looking after the operations and the sales for American Express, et cetera, together with my colleague Wayne.
Right.
So, you know, but really what it's become a business in its own right, GBT. Mm. They've actually, American Express as an organization, still own 50% within the GBT organization, which is now listed on the Johannesburg Stock, and the New York Stock Exchange. So it's a massive business in its own right, still has a license agreement with American Express to have the blue box, as we call it, the American Express blue box.
Yeah.
But it's a business that operates on its own, and we represent them in South Africa and in Nigeria as Tourvest, together with a partner in Nigeria, and we manage their customers for them.
So it's a great pedigree.
Yeah.
It's great connections to all sorts of businesses all over the world.
Yeah.
Great way for people in this country to know that they're getting something that's prestigious.
Yes.
That can deliver. Yes. Where people are, because it is a specialized field. I mean, you know, travel may have been something that had a low barrier to entry once, but now it's so specialized.
Well, it's such a complex purchase, if you want to call it. If I was a procurement manager looking at my travel budget, I would say to myself, I want to work with a company that is first of all, compliance is a massive thing in travel nowadays.
Absolutely,
duty of care to my travelers. American Express, because they still are linked to American Express Bank, let's call it, there's massive compliance that they need to subscribe to, which they in turn ensure that we subscribe to as well. So any organization will know when doing business with GBT in South Africa is doing business with a company that subscribes to the same compliance requirements that GBT needs to comply with globally.
So you're not worried about the standards. You're absolutely convinced that what you're buying here is a quality product.
It is a quality product and a quality service.
Oh.
Because as we said before in Morne's interview, there are people behind the scenes that are supporting this world of online, as you call it. And certainly if I look at my team, the tenure of my travel consultants that are supporting, I mean, you're looking at consultants that have been in our business 15, 20 years, right?
Sure.
So they've also had to
know their stuff.
As I have, we've had to sort of morph into this online world where before our travel consultants were doing everything, you know, for the customer.
Yeah.
Now the customer wants to technically do it themselves, but they want to know that if something goes wrong, there's someone there to help them. And that's a very different type of skill, service skill that you require.
It's what my dad always calls when the shit hits the fan.
Yes, 100%. and does it hit the fan quite often? I mean,
well, you know? It does, right?
Yeah.
And that's when you need a person on the end of the line.
That's when you need someone that can work with you. And the beauty of our travel IT product is that our customer and our travel consultant operate on the same system. And that is unique because if you look at any other technology solution around the world, the travel consultant will work in one system and the technology is another system.
And then if they're talking to each other, they don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there a drop-down menu for this?
Yes.
No, okay.
Yes.
Which browser, what platform 100%. Are you on? What products are you using? No.
So what we've created here is a platform where our consultant and our traveler, whether it's a travel booker or the traveler himself making the booking, they're on the same system. They know exactly what's going on. Very seamless service between the two. If you want the consultant to help you, the consultant can help you on your system that you are doing the booking on. You might have started it yourself and you don't have the time to complete it, or you're having an issue. My consultant knows exactly what you've done. Pick it up, deliver the service seamlessly.
That's amazing. Yeah. And obviously, you know, with all the technological development that's gone on here, it's also given an enormous amount of opportunity and potential to things that before would have been very difficult to do.
Yeah.
Now you can do things across great distances, across time zones.
Doesn't matter where you
are. Yeah, in all kinds of ways that were impossible before.
Absolutely. I mean, the fact that this is a web-based system, we have customers. We have customers anywhere in the world, right? They're all over the world. They're sitting transacting with us, whether they're in the US, whether they're in Australia. In fact, we are really looking to globalize this technology. I've got a project where I'm wanting GBT to take on this technology as well, because not only do we believe it's world class, but they see it as a world-class piece of technology as well. Excellent. There's a lot of red tape to go through because of their compliance. We're busy doing this, but very soon, Travel IT is going to be a piece of technology that GBT are going to use and sell globally. And that's a massive win for us. Huge. As a business, for a South African business that has developed a piece of technology that globally is going to become a product that's available.
And the gold standard.
Well, linked to American Express having a gold standard, absolutely. I mean, that's critical. But more importantly, I also have travel consultants that are sitting around the world. I have a consultant today that's sitting in Saudi Arabia that is servicing my customers in South Africa. I mean, where would you have ever considered that 10 years ago?
No.
You know? And in fact, it was quite difficult for me to comprehend that my general manager for operations says, I have a consultant that I want to employ, but she sits in Saudi Arabia. I'm saying, how are we going to manage that? I mean, that's crazy. But it works, right? Because of the technology. Yeah. Because you no longer need to train that consultant on a particular general distribution system like Amadeus or whatever. She just knows. She just needs to know, firstly, how to deal with a customer. So, I mean, that service.
That's still people.
People, soft skills, etc. Yeah. But the system does it all for you, right? So it doesn't matter where you sit.
No, I love this. It sounds like you guys have got all the bases covered. Are there any things that are still outstanding that you need to dot some I's and cross some T's with?
You know, look, Gareth, I mean, I think
there's always room for development and improvement, right?
We, as you can see, I mean, today we showed a couple of enhancements to our product, and I guess that's going to be everlasting. I mean, technology is going to keep evolving. Hopefully, I'm in retirement in a couple of years' time that I don't have to worry about all of these things. But you won't.
What are you going to do when you go into retirement?
But my kids are going to be using this technology, right? So I'm going to need to know what to say to them and when they talk about these things. But anyway, I think the most important thing for me is for the customer to look at this kind of solution and seriously look at the benefits of how this is going to control my budget at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And not only am I controlling my budget in one place, but I'm also making sure that my traveler is being looked after. And if my traveler wants to do his own booking, which he's probably doing in his own personal capacity, booking on the airline website, Safair, you know, all those websites, doing it themselves, but that they feel like they are being looked after from a duty of care point of view. Mm-hmm. So there's complete control. God forbid anything happens when they're on their journey and they then need help, then at least we're there. We know exactly where he is. The company knows exactly where he is so that we can assist them and obviously their loved ones in at the same time. So for me, it's about looking at it, looking a little bit in the future as to what your travel program should look like. We're very happy to sit with any client and help them work with them through that journey of evolution of their own travel program. But we have
and do you have suppliers who bring you ideas too?
Certainly, we learn from our suppliers. Absolutely, yeah. I mean, especially the global suppliers. You know, the major airlines, they come with all sorts of ideas that they themselves are not necessarily implementing with their own world, but that they see there's a need for their traveler.
Fantastic. Right?
And we can then incorporate it into our technology, and then we have a symbiotic relationship between us and our supplier and the traveler.
Well, it sounds like exciting things with TTS, with TourVest here, and with Global Business Travel. Yeah. I mean, it sounds absolutely amazing. I think
we're just very privileged that we've got access to this brand. It's a market leader.
You've been working with this for a while.
And we've worked hard for it. No, yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. No, it's terrific to also pick your brain about how it all works behind the scenes. And thank you very much.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Claude.
Cheers. CliffCentral.com.